To override one of Governor Tony Evers' vetoes on Tuesday, it was just the latest in a long line of failed veto overrides. According to the legislature, when the Republican-controlled state assembly failed its research office, there have only been 83 successful veto overrides in the history of Wisconsin state government, out of more than 1,800 vetoes. But Anthony Chergosky, a political science professor at UW-La Crosse, says an override vote doesn't have to pass in order to be successful.
The reason that you hold these messaging votes is to make a point to your own voters about what it is that you support.
This week's failed override vote was about a GOP bill to end additional federal unemployment benefits in Wisconsin. Evers vetoed the plan, and no Democrats joined GOP lawmakers in attempting to override him. Laurel Waite, Wisconsin Public Radio.